President Donald Trump on Monday announced via Twitter that he has fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The tweet from the president reads, quote, Mark Esper has been terminated. I would like to thank him for his service, end quote. Esper had been expected to serve through the transition period between now and President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration in late January 2021. Christopher Miller, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, will serve as acting Secretary of Defense, effective immediately, according to Mr. Trump's tweets. Trump and Esper's relationship reportedly has been tense since a rift in June, days after the president threatened to deploy active duty forces to quell protests against police violence and racial injustice. Esper publicly declared his opposition to any such move. In recent days, some media outlets reported Esper had written his resignation letter, while others quoted officials saying the defense secretary had no plans to resign. The United States has surpassed 10 million COVID-19 cases, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University, as the country deals with a surge in infections worse than at any other point in the global pandemic. President-elect Joe Biden met Monday with a coronavirus task force as he looks ahead to steps his administration will take to battle the pandemic when he takes office in January. Following the meeting, he urged Americans to, quote, wear a mask to help fight the spread of the coronavirus, quote, no matter who you voted for. Biden also hailed an announcement by a pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, that late-stage testing on its potential COVID-19 vaccine indicated it is more than 90% effective. But the president-elect also noted that Americans still face, quote, a dark winter. From Washington, this is VOA News.